let's pray that now.
Some midnight hour, if you should find,
ooh, you in a prison,
you in a prison,
sin in your mind,
in your mind,
reach out and pray,
reach out and pray,
defy those chains,
defy those chains.
Jesus' name.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Oh, hallelujah.
I bless your name.
Glory be to God.
I give you honor.
I give you the honor.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
You are the light.
You are. You are.
The truth, the way.
The truth.
I bless your name.
Glory be to God.
I bless your name.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
I give you honor.
We give you honor, Lord.
I give you praise.
We give you praise.
You are the light.
You are. You are.
The truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
You, Lord,
I bless your name.
Yes, we bless your name. There is no other name that we know than the name Jesus Christ. And Father, we say thank you that you've given us that name, a name above all other names. We give you all the praise and honor and glory. Lord, yes, we want to say thank you for the week that has just passed. Oh, yes, when we look back, we cannot count our blessings. The life alone that you've given to us, Lord, above all other things. And this morning, a new week that you opened to us, you've given us many mercies from far and near. And here we are, oh God, to begin a new week in your presence, Lord. And Father, how, oh Lord, we want to surrender all to you. Father, we want to commit this, our Sunday school, into your hands, and those of the children also, that you are the Holy Spirit, the author of your word, God. Oh Lord, come down and open your word, God, and start with us with something that, oh God, will inspire us. Even to praise your name and give glory to you, waiting for your word that you have for us this day. We want to say thank you once again for a new week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. As you are still standing, let's quickly, we are on our studies. The church age. The seven church ages. You can put the first slide on. So we shall read from Revelation 1. We shall read from the fourth verse to the sixth verse. 4 to 6. Revelation 1, 4 to 6. We are now on this subject, salutation. the prophet William Branham preaching the Church Age book. The first three verses, he titled it, Time is at Hand. And then the next three, he titled it, The Salutation. So let's hear the word of God. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. As we sit at your feet, Lord, prepare us, O God, for the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May we be seated. So this salutation this morning is to the church. It's to us here also, that grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before him. Praise the Lord. So now, for our first part today, we will do a lot of what? Looking at our slides. So probably, okay. Yeah, the prophet in the message, he said, the word Asia is actually Asia Minor. He said it is a small parcel of land about the size of Indiana. The seven churches there were especially picked from all other churches for their characteristics, which same characteristics will be found in the successive ages, centuries later. So what we are going to look at, we go to the prophet starting, he wanted us to know the location where this happened, the location. So here, Asia Minor, the whole of this place is Asia. That's why the prophet said Asia Minor. And it is the size like what? Indiana, which is in a state in the United States. So these are the seven churches. Now we will come to Patmos. As you see it here, you see Jerusalem there. So this is Indiana. So look at the whole of United States. And God chose that small parcel of land to what? To bring his church, the beginning. How the seven churches traveled. Look at Indiana here. And then the next slide. Now, look at the whole world. And look at where God chose to bring this message onto the whole world. Yeah, give me a longer distance. Now, Asia Minor is present-time Turkey, the eastern part of Turkey. So this small place here, this is where Asia Minor is, where we have just seen in the second slide. Praise the Lord. So now, my brother, look at this. This place where God chose. Do you see something? Almost the center of the whole world. Are you watching it? Here. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west, almost what? The center. So it means something. Praise the Lord. It is only the world wisdom. They are saying the center of the is the Greenwich Meridian, which passes through London. So they make it that London is the center. But we know that in scripture, this is where it is. Asia Minor is here, where we just saw. Just a very small portion here. You see how God, when he's doing something, it's not something big. But rather what comes out of it is mighty. The next slide. So, yeah, today, there is a gross. Today, there is a, let me see where my Odyssey is. Okay, let me be reading from here. It said, today, there is a gross error. It is that there are three gods instead of one God. This revelation was given to John by Jesus himself, and himself corrects what? That error. It is not that there are three gods, but one God with three offices. There is one God with three titles, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he said, this mighty revelation is what the early church, the very place where we saw, that was where the early church started. The early church had, and it must be restored in this last day, along with the correct formula of what? Water baptism. That small portion, that's where what? The church started with what? The teachings which God himself, Jesus himself, appeared to John. We will be coming on that, on the island of Patmos, to give this revelation that there is one God. Not three gods. We are coming on that. The next slide. He said, just listen to these words. He said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty, this deity. Our first scripture that we read, which is to come, is the same person. They are not three people. Praise the Lord. The next slide. Is that they didn't believe in three gods in the beginning of the church. You can't find that sort of belief among the apostles. Today, you tell a Jew that the God, his God is three gods. He will look at you, that you don't know my God. Amen. He said, it was after the apostolic age, after these old-time apostles, that this theory came in and really became an issue and a cardinal doctrine at the Nicene Council in 325 AD. That means after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, 325 years later, some people tried to change this one God into what? Three gods. So he said, Nicene Council that was in Rome. It was Rome that this thing was then. He said, the doctrine of Godhead. Okay. Now, the doctrine of Godhead caused a two-way what? Split. It caused a two-way split. And there was one split at Nicaea, and from that split there came two extremes. One actually went to polytheism, believing in three gods, and the others went to Unitarianism. Of course, that was a little while in coming about, but it did, and we have it right today. So the whole thing didn't just come all of a sudden, gradually. And he said, now we have it today. So now we are going to look at some scriptures right from the Bible to whether this is really the truth or not. Amen. We are not condemning any church. We are looking at what? Truth. Amen. So, the revelation. Next. But the revelation through John by the Spirit to the churches was, I am the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am all of it. There isn't any other God. And he put his seal on this revelation. Now, let's look at this.
He said, there isn't any other God.
That means there is one God. Are there scriptures to prove? Let's go to scripture. Next slide. Write down the scriptures. Deuteronomy 4:35. It's in the Bible. Unto thee it was shown. Right now it's being shown unto you. That thou mightest know, that you will know today. The Lord, he is God. And there is none else beside him. My sister, go back. Let's see the three people again. So, he said, there is no one beside me. This is from the Bible, Deuteronomy. He said, the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. How many people we see here? Three. No one beside me. Next scripture, go back. Next scripture. Deuteronomy 4:39. Know therefore this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, hear, O Dublin Christian Fellowship. The Lord our God is one God. Deuteronomy 32:39. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. There's no other person beside me. You may be asking, brother, but you are reading from Deuteronomy. Okay, let's turn to Isaiah 43, 10 and 11. He said, ye are my witnesses. Let's be witnesses of God. And to be a witness is what? Is to speak what your God says, speak. Amen. So he said, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. I've chosen every one of you here, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Praise the Lord. And verse 11, he said, I am the Lord. And beside me, there is no Savior. The God of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New Testament, our Savior Lord. Isaiah 45, 6. He said, that ye may know from the rising of the sun. You saw the world map, eh? From the rising of the sun, that's from the east. And from the west. You see that the whole place was what? The center. That's where he's speaking this. That it should go all over. From the rising of the sun and from the east. And to the west, north, south, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Praise God. And then Hosea 13:4, he said, yet I am the Lord, thy God, from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me. For there is no Savior beside me. Praise the Lord. One God. So now, let me see what's so, to conclude all this, let's look at 1 Timothy 3:16. What do you see there? And so there is no without controversy. This should not be a controversy about people believing one God or two gods or three gods, because some people believe two gods. Others believe three gods. He said, this shouldn't be a controversy. Praise the Lord. Great is the mystery of godliness. Amen. It's a mystery, and it got to be revealed to you. It's hidden. It got to be revealed to you. God was manifest in the flesh. God in heaven was manifest in the flesh. And who is that? Jesus. Justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles like ourselves, believed on in the world. He came down the world here, and we believed on him, the Lord Jesus Christ. He walked 2 feet on what? On the earth here, received up into glory. Jesus went back to glory, isn't it? Amen. So my brother and sister, this is what the Bible says. It doesn't say anything about a first or a second or a third person, but always is what? One. There's no one beside me. It says God was manifest in flesh, one God, and that one God was manifested in flesh. That ought to settle it. God came in a human form. That didn't make him another God. He was God, the same God. It was a revelation. Amen. And it is a revelation now. One God. Amen. So the second verse, he said, the second scripture we read, Revelation 1:5. That's all about what? Revelation 1:4. And Revelation 1:5, he said, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins and in his own blood. So washed us. So it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He washed us in his own blood. And the prophet said that washed means loosed. Amen. He loosed us from the chains, from the shackles. Oh, of the enemy. He loosed us from the world. Oh, God bless you, brother. Amen. He loosed us. So that's the meaning the prophet said. And he said, Peter called in the next slide 14. He said, Peter called it the blood of Christ. Paul called it the blood of the Lord. And the blood of Jesus. Not three persons, but one person. There is that also another word, a revelation unto you, one God. Amen. Then Revelation 1:6, which we read also. It said, and he had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So, brother, my sister, we seated here. The Lord has made you what? Kings and priests. Kings and priests. But I've not been called to be a minister. My brother, my sister, your life is preaching. Your life preaches more than the preacher standing on what? The pulpit here. Praise the Lord. Because one day the number of people that will see you is more than the minister, like the few people here. Amen. But you, when you go out, the people that will see you, they are more than what we are here. And your life is preaching. You live in a community, people can say that, this lady, I know we are all Christians, but I see something different about this lady. Your life is preaching. Oh, this young man, oh, he's exceptional. Even when something comes that they said people are pointing hands on you, someone behind said, no, this man, I know him. He can never do that because your life has what? Preached something onto what? The community that you are in. Amen. So he has made us what? Kings and priests. He said, salvation is his doing. Salvation is of the Lord and all of grace. He redeemed us for a purpose. He redeemed us for a purpose, and he bought us also for a purpose. So we are kings, spiritual kings. Oh, we are going to be kings upon the earth with him when he sits on his throne. But now, when he comes, we will sit with him in his throne as what? Ruling. Amen. But he said, now we are spiritual kings and we reign over a spiritual kingdom. Amen. who had delivered us, you see, verse 16, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Right now, we reign with Christ, having dominion over what? Sin. You see, we are reigning now over a spiritual kingdom. And so we reign over what? We have dominion over sin, over the world, over the flesh, over the devil. Amen. That makes us kings. Spiritual kings now. Amen. Oh, showing forth his praise and glory, showing forth himself, you see. For it is Christ in us, willing and doing of his good pleasure. Yes, indeed, even now, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. My brother, where you are seated? You are seated, you are not here in Tyndall College, huh? You are the very seat you are seated on is a chair before the Lord. Heavenly places. Christ is right there with you. Where you are seated, my brother, my sister. So today, when the word will come, whatever the word will say, if you need to claim something, tell him. Just tell the Lord. Yes, I've heard the word. I need this. I want this. Tell him, my brother, my sister. He said, where two or three are gathered together, there he is in their midst. Now let's read the last one quickly. Very powerful. And he has made us what? Priests. Yes, priests unto him. Offering what? The spiritual praise of sanctified lips. This morning, if you are a priest, you have to offer what? Oh, praises unto him. Amen. When the song leader and the musicians come, oh, my brother, if you are truly a priest, he's saying here, we offer what? Spiritual praise with sanctified word lips, spending our lives as sweet offerings unto him. As you are here, it's a sweet offering unto him because you could have been at what? A disco. Or today, Sunday, at a stadium. But you are spending what? Your life as a sweet offering unto him for you to come here and be seated in his presence. Oh, worshiping him in spirit and in truth, interceding and petitioning. My brother, my sister, when the preacher comes and he has given the word, if you need to, there is a petition you need, ask the Lord. If you want to intercede for someone, intercede for that one. He will surely do it. Amen. Priests and kings unto our God. He said, no wonder the world does not appeal to us. And we are a peculiar people, zealous unto good works. We have been what? Recreated in him to be children like unto our Father. Do you love him? Oh, grace is sufficient for us. And the salutation, that's the salutation this morning to you and to everyone and to myself. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that, Lord, you have delivered us, O God, from the power of darkness and has translated into, the kingdom of your dear Son, into a light place, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Father, yes, you have spoken to us. Now this revelation, Father, no one can take it from us. And we thank you that this day, as you said, in this last day, it will be revealed to your people once again. We bless your name, Father. Now, yes, we are the priests. And we want to sing, Lord. We want to deliver, the best in us and praise your name as priests of God. Also, Father, we pray thee, committing the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands as they come with God. Yes, we want to sing praises. Oh, yes, Lord, we want to sing and give glory to you. Many times when your children, they are going to war, there is the singers are before the ark, the word will come, And then after the battle, Lord, let it be so for us this morning. When we sing, oh Lord, and the word comes, let us go out there into the battlefield and defeat every works of the enemy. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.